Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband, Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife, Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is
The Froth. Yesterday's non-news today.
This week's podcast was recorded in Pembrokeshire. Our special guest is Jen Brister, who joined us remotely. And as always, Barry's producing.
Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. Headlines this week. You gotta wash it off. Chocolate on my Kit Kat, wash it off. It's far too sweet. Get it off my chocolate. Get it in the sink and wash it off. Wash it off. Woman washes chocolate off Kit Kat. Hi, my name is what? My name is who? My name is Celine Dion. What? Celine Dion. Who? Celine Dion. What? You heard. Man changes his name to Celine Dion after drinking a bottle of champagne. Yes, just one bottle. A-rang-dang-diggity-dang-di-dang. 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 Diggity-dang-di-dang, diggity-dang-di-dang. Yellow lines should go away. Eagle-eyed Bridgerton fans spot yellow road markings, no parking signs and a Primark in what's supposed to be 19th century Bath. And those are the headlines. Right then, our special guest this week is the wonderful Jen Brister. Woo. Can we see her on the old Zoom link? Barry, is she there?
There she is.
Here I am.
There she is.
How are you, love? How's
right,
it going?
All right.
That's what we like.
Look,
we started recording, you know.
Is this what you wanted? Is this you've come to me for something upbeat?
That's what we wanted.
Definitely come to the wrong
just
person.
Just more sighing.
Yeah. Oh dear.
Have I peaked too soon? Is that what you're saying?
Do you want some stories?
Yes.
I do.
Do you want something to work
Let's
with?
Have some stories.
What about we have something to work with here?
Oh, for heaven's sake, please.
Yeah. I'll fucking cheer us all up. Come on, everyone. Come on.
Come on.
Right.
Come on.
I've got
Come
it.
On.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Jen's
got
it.
She's gone showbiz.
I've gone showbiz, but you can't see it.
Rest, everyone. Stretch it out.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your shoulders? What is it?
Stretch it out, everyone.
Hey, this is good.
Come on. I'm shaking my fingers out.
Shake your fingers out.
I'm just doing this sort of neck one.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that this is not a visual medium, otherwise people would be really enjoying
we'll
it.
We use this for the social media, for the video, social media video.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually.
Oh,
we might
worry,
use this
it will
for
be on the
media.
Internet.
just
gonna be
me
the next...
doing that. They'll be like, why is the lesbian doing that?
I don't think they'll know you're a lesbian just from you doing that.
Listen, that's my brand, Rod. That's the only thing I've got going for me. So don't take. If you take that away from me, I'm left with nothing.
That's a classic lesbian move, that.
It is.
Classic.
I know, you know a lot of lesbians, so you know.
They'll be going, why is the lesbian, the Welsh bloke, and his wife doing that? Hey, before I get a lob of story your way, Jen, how are you? I mean, I know obviously you're exhausted, tired, not in the mood at all from your earlier response, but, like, what's the... mean, that's the real response. We've had the real response. What's your showbiz response? How are you doing?
Oh, my showbiz response? Oh, I'm really good, actually. I'm really enjoying this time. It's a very creative time for me. And yeah. I'm using it. I've been baking a lot of sourdough. I'm doing a lot of Pilates. And I'm really making the most of the time that I'm spending, because I obviously have a lot of free time with 2 6-year-old children. And I'm really reading a lot, a lot of self-help, maintaining
two my 6-year-olds.
Two six-year-olds. Jen's got twins.
Amazing. Wow, love.
I don't know, is it?
It's a lot.
Is it?
They are super cute.
Isn't it? I bet they're super
they
cute.
They are.
Oh. They are cute. But
it's a brace of 6-year-olds.
Ever present.
Don't they ever fuck off?
They do now. They're back at school, actually.
Oh, there you go.
They have fucked
right.
off back to school.
I was right.
Yeah, I tell you what, the day they went back to school, it was like I was on the best class A's of my life. I swear to God, I was riding high. I literally was on a cloud.
That's amazing.
I was a cloud 9. Yeah. It was like
sipping water.
What did you do? What did you do the day, the first day, they 2 6-year-olds went back to school? What did you do? You got
we
a bit
did
of time.
Conga on our street.
Socially distanced.
I'm glad that didn't go out, actually, because it wasn't socially distanced.
Oh, right.
We were all licking each other's faces and drinking vodka. what did I do? I went to the beach and I sat with my headphones on and I listened to...
Sounds really depressing.
I listened to the sound of the waves through my headphones, because I don't actually like to hear the actual sea because it's quite a distressing sound. But if you listen to it on
Oh, you went and listened to a better sea on headphones.
What, so you listened to a tape of the sea?
I watched Glass.
That's the kind of psychotic thing that I know some people would do, and I just thought it amuses me.
I had a motorhome at Glastonbury once, and just I was so tired. I was at Glastonbury, and I was laying on the bed of the motorhome watching Glastonbury on TV.
Barry, that is an all-time low. I was taking the piss about listening to the sea whilst looking at the sea, that but you genuinely were at Barry. Glastonbury. Yeah. Mate,
watching Glastonbury on telly.
Better shots.
That's middle age for you.
When they did the aerial shots, we were like, that's me, I can see my caravan. Going out and waving at the drone.
Waving out the window.
That is really experiencing.
You should have taken that to the grave, mate. You should
Barry. But there's nothing better, though, than being in Glastonbury and you're absolutely exhausted and going back to yours and just kind of chilling out and going, it's fine.
You've never had a motorhome in Glastonbury.
No, I've never had a motorhome.
Shitty tent with a hippie in it when you get back.
I lost my tent. I didn't have any to sleep.
You get back and go,
Who are you?
Why are you in my tent? It's not your tent. Oh, right,
sorry. It is why you make a lot of friends by a campfire, isn't it? Because you haven't got anywhere else to go.
I don't think that's really true.
Isn't it? Like, hi. Can I stay with you?
I had to come
you?
Back here.
Yeah.
Did you? Yep, me too.
Can I stay with you until dawn?
I saw a horrible thing in Glastonbury once. A horrible thing in Glastonbury.
What?
Well, it was hilarious and then it went horrible. It was like this bloke was... I've never seen a man more drunk. He was... You know, if you can imagine... Laurel and Hardy, you know, if they were doing a drunk scene,
yeah,
where one of them they were walking down the street, staggering from left to right, and then doing a twirl with one leg going up in the air, and then you know what I mean, and then almost falling over till his nose is on the pavement, and then springing back and falling back.
I love that athleticism that drunk people have. Yeah, that
bendy, flexible, like, oh, he's gonna go over, he's back. This guy meandering through the tents like that. We were just watching him from our tent. We were just watching this guy going all the way through the tent, and then he fell on top of a tent. out cold on top of a tent. But it was 3 minutes later, all you could hear was he'd fallen on top of somebody asleep in the tent, who was now trapped underneath this unconscious man on top of them.
Oh my God.
In the tent, couldn't get out at all, and we were just like, should we go over and help? No.
Yes, Rod.
No.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Get a spliff on the go and fucking enjoy this. And it was, I'd say, half an hour, 35 minutes before the bloke eventually got out of his tent.
Are you joking? Underneath.
No. 30 minutes?
Yeah,
he was completely trapped underneath an unconscious large man. That is an incredibly distressing story.
I'll be so claustrophobic.
That's what you get if you go back to your tent, Barry, in the middle of a festival.
Yeah. That never happened. Worst thing that's happened to Barry is...
That would never happen in a motorhome, would it?
Worst thing that's happened to Barry is he lost his TV signal. So somebody turned over while he was watching Glastonbury. He had to watch the tennis.
I've watched the tennis at Glastonbury before as well.
My mate had a really, you know, Steve.
You've watched the tennis at the tennis, haven't you?
He saw the funniest thing he saw at a festival. My mate Steve was this northern guy who was absolutely battered, topless, just walking past, going, "Where the fucking hell am I?"
Well, in that moment of his life,
yeah, like, where am I exactly? The existential crisis.
Thumbs up, Glastonbury.
Yeah.
I like the idea of you at the tennis, watching the tennis, right?
Yeah, but not in centre court.
On your phone.
But not watching the game, you're watching.
Or phone in the car park.
Playing one of those little tennis computer games.
Watching the match you're watching.
Not even, even a good one. Just one of those Atari ones, which is two lines and a ball. Beep.
No, listen, let's have some stories.
Yes, please.
How do you feel about having a frothy story?
I love a frothy story.
Your job tonight, Jen, is to choose the frothiest of these three frothy stories. Well, this one, the first one I got here, relates, we need to bring you up to date with last week's show.
Do it. What happened?
I can't remember. Last week, for some reason, I can't remember why, we started talking about Barry's weird eating habits, which almost got him committed. Which got him certified and committed by a psychiatric nurse. That's
well, his stepmom.
First of all, his stepmom, who is a psychiatric nurse.
Yeah.
But it was in her role as a psychiatric nurse that she was trying to get him committed. Barry, I'm trying to remember what he said, but for some reason we were talking about, he was talking about Kit Kats, which I'll come on to in a minute because this story is about Kit Kats. But
right.
Barry said that when he eats fish fingers,
he eats the breadcrumbs first, so then you have a perfect little finger of fish. And then you put that in like a dolphin.
I didn't say that. You made that up.
He didn't say that. Don't make things up because
you certainly made that. Sean's lies.
Sean, that was of all of the bits that sounded like the most Barry. Yeah. Was him like holding
exactly.
it above his head.
It does. No. Like, Barry eats the breadcrumbs.
You see Barry doing that. First.
He eats the breadcrumbs off a fish finger first, and his stepmom, who is a psychiatric nurse, tried to get him banged up.
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate reason to do it. That, if, apart from anything else, if I saw you eating a fish finger like that, that would make me feel physically unwell.
Imagine that there's probably a number of people trapped in institutions around this country who all they did was eat dinners a bit weirdly. And I mean, that's how easily that can happen. It starts off. I eat things by different.
Oh yeah, like, there's more, Jan. Size. There's more. It's not just the fish fingers.
No, wait. Can I just hear? Yeah. Let me hear another one.
If I was having a burger and chips, I'd have chips before my burger.
Yeah, but that's normal.
No. Do the vegetables, Barry. Do the vegetables.
Sunday dinner.
Right, do a Sunday dinner.
A Sunday dinner, I would have the vegetables first, starting with my least favourite vegetable.
What are you, five? And that's what my son does.
I thought there were six. Right, and
I don't even know their age. They are six. Yeah.
They're six, they've grown out of it.
Yeah, they've grown. They're too mature for that now.
So, Kit Kats, he eats the chocolate off the thing, I think.
Yeah. Well, besides.
Well... eats the go on, Barry. Explain how you do
all
it.
All but the bottom because it's a bit too wedged to the wafer. So yeah. I'd go along the top, then I'd go sort of the sides, and then have the wafer with a little bit of chocolate underneath.
Oh, with the bottom base,
like
with
the chocolate. Yeah, the bottom base because that's too hard to get off.
Yeah, yeah. Is it? Okay.
It is
because it's quite a thin layer at the bottom.
Yeah. You can just throw that in the bin.
It's almost forgotten about.
I thought you were going to say you eat your Kit Kats like a four finger, and you eat it like that. Like four fingers
like a bar, like one bar.
Have you ever seen someone do that?
Yes.
No.
I mean, that's
well get
insane.
Chunky.
Yeah, that's a Kit Kat chunky.
That's insanity, isn't it?
That's
to
how a
not
dog
break
would
it
eat
off
it.
One by one. Yeah.
Isn't it? I love that.
I saw a bloke doing that, just opening up a Kit Kat and then eating all four fingers at the same time. I was like, this is... You've misunderstood what Kit Kat is.
Was this on a train or something? Where were you?
Yeah, you know when you see, you're travelling, so I was on a train probably or on a tube, and I just saw someone unwrap a Kit Kat and eat four fingers. Well,
so opposite thought, to you, there's a man with like his mouth stretched wide open with half a Kit Kat and it goes,
he's just taking a bite out of it. Like that's what...
That's
he's
mad.
Like, I thought you were supposed to snap the biscuit
and
then you take a bite out.
Take your finger.
Take all four at the same... Why would Kit Kat go to the trouble of dividing these up into four fingers if you're going to eat them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's a lot of trouble for them these days. It's probably
no, mechanized. But that's precious production time, isn't it?
It's chance on side.
Precious
she
production
understands.
Time.
Oh yeah.
And also in this
have
day
you not
and
seen
age,
the advertising?
There's no foil no. anymore. They're all in like this weird plasticky thing. There is foil, but it's like the modern foil. Do you remember the old
What's
days where you had
foil?
Like yeah. old foil
and
then you
split
put your
it.
Finger down?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, that was so satisfying.
Have you ever had a rogue all chocolate? One
no
yes
oh
and no wafer
yeah oh. beauty
listen no, to this story no, listen to this story this story is very related to Barry's Kit Kat eating habits and all that. That's why I brought it up. Woman, it's always a woman yeah. in these stories
you
is,
know what we're like
on in the newspapers is woman should be sentenced to life in prison for washing chocolate off Kit Kat. It says here
what
washing.
Yeah, washing chocolate off a Kit Kat. A woman, I'd be interested to hear your take on this, Barry. A woman took to TikTok to share how she eats her Kit Kat. Instead of breaking the bar in half, she washes the chocolate off because it's too sweet.
Oh my God.
Then don't eat a Kit Kat. Go and buy a wafer.
Don't hold your judgment now. Says you. This is the article. Oh, here's the start. Now the article.
Live and let live.
The article gets going now. There are a number of ways to enjoy a Kit Kat, it says. Some people break it in half before tucking into each bar individually. Others bite off the chocolate and use it as a straw.
Oh, I have heard that before, yeah. What? With Twixes. People do that with Twixes as well.
Do they?
In Australia, they do it with these chocolates called Tim Tams.
Oh, yeah.
And they stick a Tim Tam in the and then you suck through the yes. tea or whatever you're having and it goes...
How do you bore out a Twix?
I can't remember.
Sometimes they just have a hole in, don't they? Sometimes.
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do they?
But not all the time. I think it's like a... Yeah. I don't know. I like
some people break it
in
half.
Twix in half. That's something else, sorry.
Some people break it in half. Some people use it as a straw. While some eat it whole. Oh, there you go. That's your man of the train.
Man of the train.
But one woman's controversial method has left people furious. A TikTok user revealed she washes the chocolate off her Kit Kat has been branded a lunatic.
Yep.
She should be sentenced to prison.
How is she washing
life.
The chocolate off?
I'm like, fucking coming to it now.
With detergent.
I don't know. Well, hang on. The woman explained she is forced to rid the wafer of all the milk chocolate because it's too sweet. She washes the chocolate off. In a video she shared to TikTok, the woman could be seen running the Kit Kat under the tap.
But that's not going to work. You're just going to end up with a wet Kit Kat.
Does she know how much vegetable oil is in a vegetable?
I don't think she's ever had a Kit Kat before.
Right. How'd she know it's too sweet, though?
No, she until this point.
Oh. So
I think she's somebody who said, look, my boyfriend gave me these as a present. What did he do? Just give her some individual fingers
she's
of Kit Kat?
Lunatic.
Where is she from? She cannot be from this country that suddenly her boyfriend has arrived with a Kit Kat and she's like, but what is this great, incredible gift that you have bestowed upon me? Yes. Kitty, how do you pronounce it? Kit? Good cat? Yeah. What is this?
My boyfriend gave me these.
Jen, we had a story once where a woman had been donated bone marrow, right? Bone marrow stem cells, and as a present, she gave the woman a packet of Monster Munch. After she'd given her a bone marrow.
That is appalling!
We don't know if it was just a packet of Monster Munch. Oh, right.
But it definitely included the packet of Monster
Munch. It was one of the
gifts.
Yeah. It depends. As long as it was pickled onion, if it was
it was pickled onion.
She chose the right flavour.
She says, "My boyfriend gave me these mysterious chocolate covered wafers, but the chocolate on them is way too, I think they've never seen a Kit Kat. My boyfriend gave me the unless he
so
just did
funny.
like a wrapped so up a bundle funny. Of individual chocolate fingers.
So funny to call something really really household namey these.
My boyfriend gave me these.
Just getting it wrong.
But the chocolate on them is way too sweet. So I wash it under hot water. I got a way healthier, delicious alternative. She then zoomed in the clip. She zoomed in on the soaking wet wafer."
Soaking wet.
Wet wafers are so disgusting.
It's safe to say viewers were less than impressed One person called her a lunatic.
Why is she on TikTok?
I'm sorry, but I don't understand what she's doing.
While another fumed, "You should be sentenced to life with no chance of parole." "Honestly, who hurt you?" wrote a third.
Oh, God.
Is she American, please?
I
she
think
has to
so.
Be. She cannot be British.
My boyfriend gave me these. Those sound very American, don't they? Maybe she's got a British boyfriend. He's taken over some Kit Kats. She's gone, "What are these?" Yeah. Okay. Do they not have Kit Kat in America?
Yeah, they do.
Pack.
They do.
They do, Barry.
Oh, do they?
They do. Oh, but okay. Also, their chocolate is even sweet. Their chocolate in America is disgusting.
And it's no offence.
No offence, America.
it's totally different to ours. And even the same brands, if you bought a Mars bar or a Kit Kat or something like that, Twix, totally different. Totally different.
It's more palm oil, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, ours has changed. Can I just, before we go any further with Kit Kat story, just a quick, very quick question, quick poll. What is your feeling about Cadbury's chocolate since it's been taken over?
By Kraft.
Rank.
Just quick. Around the table, quick.
It's disgusting.
I'm still a big Cadbury's fan.
I don't like it at all. It's totally changed flavour.
Sean, I'm so with you.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute now.
What's your feeling?
I don't have any feelings. I don't eat enough Cadbury's chocolate to have noticed any difference. I've had some. I thought it was all right. Barry, however, is one of Cadbury's biggest fans. He loves Cadbury's. He won't eat any other posh premium chocolates. He loves Cadbury's. So over to Barry.
Can I just tell you how much I love Cadbury's?
Remind the listeners.
And this is quite no. This is a new story. This is from today. This is hot off the press. I love Cadbury's so much that I'm ashamed to say that today I ate half of a Cadbury's Buttons Easter egg that was meant for my elderly next door neighbour from a food bank.
Oh my God, Barry!
What?
That's a
lot. That's how
mate.
Much he loves them, listeners.
Wait a second. I've got to break that down.
That is how much she loves them.
What do you mean?
That is how much she loves them.
Are you getting gifts from a food bank?
Next door.
Can you imagine if your stepmum saw this?
You're going to have to break this one down for me.
Break it down, Barry.
Right. Okay. So, my next door neighbour is who I've known since I was a child is a horrible old woman who we used to get on all right, but she hates me. She absolutely hates me for no reason, done nothing wrong, right? And she creates loads of noise, then calls us, shouts obscenities through the wall. She's awful. We've complained about her all this, right? Anyway, she got taken to hospital for a bit, and we weren't sure whether she was coming back or going to a home. Then I hear a knock at the door, her door. So I open the door. As soon as it was bags of shopping, I said, "Is that for Margaret?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "All right." No, she's gone back to hospital. And she went, "Oh, okay. We're from the food bank, and we've got all these freezer meals." I said, "I don't know when they'll be bringing her back." I said, "She goes, well, do you want to look after the freezer meals, or do you want them?" I said, "No. There must be someone else you can give them to." She said, "Yeah." And then she went, "Do you want to take this?" And then if she comes back, you got it. And I was like, "What's?" And there was bread, and I look and I see a Cadbury's. And I was like,
"Barry,
yeah, take that."
I said,
"Maybe not the bread. You could probably get the bread." I think I've got a loaf indoors. And my thinking is,
There is no thinking. Just say I wasn't thinking. It sounds better if you just say I wasn't thinking. What have I done?
I was thinking. If she comes back in the next day or two, then it'll be a nice surprise for her over Easter. I'll take her a Cadbury's.
You've eaten her Easter egg.
You've eaten her egg.
I'll replace.
That will be a fucking surprise.
The man she hates next door has taken her chocolate buttons.
I'll replace it.
That'll be a nice surprise. That
left her with a stale loaf.
I tell you what, it lasted almost 24 hours. Without me eating it, and then I popped it in the freezer and had half of it. It was delicious.
Oh,
unbelievable!
No, payback for all your
abuse.
Where you off next week outside the church? Get that.
New
wait for the
Cadbury.
Harvest stuff to turn up. Have a tin of marrow fat peas. Unbelievable.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now then, what story do you want next? Bridgerton fans? Have you seen Bridgerton? Let's check first if we've got any Bridgerton fans in the house.
Yeah, I did watch Bridgerton.
Barry?
I have a very... I was very conflicted watching it.
Yes.
Go on. Was it because you saw the double yellow lines of the Primark poster in the background?
No, I didn't notice that because I was a bit distracted. The chap in it, the Duke.
Mm. Yeah.
What's your feeling, Sean? Mm. He's so hot. Mm. And he's so beautiful.
So his costumes. I see what you mean. Right.
But even he's got three facial expressions and I loved each of them.
Yes.
I felt incredibly conflicted watching it. I was like, I'm having to question everything I believe about my sexuality whilst I'm watching.
Oh God, so hang on. You're a married lesbian going, God, have I made a terrible mistake?
With twins.
With twins.
Am I as straight as an arrow?
I can't get out of this. I'm trapped. But I was watching.
Obviously, that's marriage. It's designed
I was watching
for.
It. Oh God. And I just thought, oh.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He is hot.
I get it.
So a married lesbian with twins is thinking, am I straight as an arrow?
And his...
Have I got it all wrong? Well, you're not going to believe this, but guess what?
What?
I was conflicted watching it.
Everybody was.
It's unbelievable.
Black How velvet.
I was like conflicted watching it.
That black velvet
Because I
thing.
Thought the woman in it is so hot. I thought, I wish I'd married her instead of Sean.
Should have known that was coming. That? Shouldn't be sharp. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We should have predicted that.
How was that conflict? Surely you knew that in the build-up.
No,
before
I'm joking.
You even heard of Bridgerton.
I'm joking.
A woman? Yeah, I'll swap.
How could he possibly sharp?
I was looking for a straight like would like swap there.
No, but you did like the Duke as well.
I was conflicted. I'm joking. I was conflicted because the Duke, I thought, you know the one.
Your
the
voice
lead,
broke.
That was so hot. That's the emotion of it.
He's so hot.
I thought. Have I got it all wrong? I'm married to a.
I'm not a duke.
Maybe I'm. maybe I'm not as straight as an arrow.
It's his black velvet kind of long jacket, isn't it? And he's very.
It's not
no,
just
it
that.
Wasn't that. It was definitely he had no clothes on when I was really going
on. I thought it was the jacket at first, but then he took it off, and fancied him.
He took the jacket off, and I was like, it's definitely not the jacket.
Yeah. Then I thought it was the trousers. He took those off. I thought, oh, I still fancy him.
It's like when
even more so now, possibly. I thought it must be the underpants, but then he took those off.
But it's like when men, you know, sometimes in winter, men wear really nice jumpers, and you go, ooh, that man's a bit dishy. And then without the jumper,
what?
He's not. You know, when a man wears a really nice woolly jumper, and you think, is he hot, or is it the jumper?
I think you've just got a thing for sort of avuncular older men.
Is
in woolly jumpers.
No.
You know
really
what?
Good...
I bet, Rod, right now, there are listeners going, 100%, I know exactly what Sian's saying.
Uh-huh. I know what she's saying.
Jumper.
In the autumn.
I know what she's saying.
In as much as they empathise with what she's saying, not that they heard her and the words made sense in their head.
Oh, I see.
Because I too have ears, Jen.
Yeah.
I know what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think there's going to be women going, sure.
Absolutely.
No, but I get it. I get what you're on about. This isn't just sympathy for Sian or
man,
empathy.
All you need to do is put on a really nice jumper in winter and loads of women will go, is he nice? I'm not sure.
Is he nice or is it just the jumper?
Is it just wool that I like?
Yeah, because if it's really like sort of chunky, if it's a chunky knit, it can make a man kind of look a bit like his shoulders are a bit broader and his biceps are a bit bigger.
Yeah,
his forearms
are
a bit.
And cutchy.
Yeah, he's a bit of a Cornish, a bit of a sailor perhaps, a bit rugged.
And he has like lobster pots at home.
They're good, aren't they? They're good. Yeah. They make good fathers. They make good. They're good avuncular figures. People in jumpers like that. They're sort of reliable. I think that's what it is.
I don't know if that's is that a thing? Is that a straight fantasy? Oh, we'd make a great uncle. I just feel like that's a bit creepy.
When I look at him,
I think, oh,
why would I want
like him as an uncle?
Why would you want to get off with an uncle?
No, it's not so much uncle in that sense. It's just good. I don't know. There's something.
No, there's something. Like, uncles have not got that
Hemingway, isn't it? It's very Hemingway. It's very kind of, ooh, he's all right.
Is it? It's not Hemingway, is it?
Yeah, he used to wear jumpers.
Anyway, back to Bridgerton.
Sorry. Yes.
We can't quite put our finger on what it is that's quite sexy about an older man in a nice jumper. Yeah. But it's true.
Yeah.
You see them sometimes on the back of your knitting magazines, don't you?
Your knitting magazines.
I'm always knocking one out.
Hang on a second, let me grab one. Compare.
You see them in the back of the Daily Express with the elasticated trousers and the step-in bath.
Take the elasticated trousers off first. Yeah. Before stepping into...
Bridgerton fans. So, Barry, what do you make of Bridgerton? Were you conflicted?
Did you see it?
I saw one episode, yeah. And I tell you what, if you put that Duke in a big woolly jumper, I'd have a right old go on him.
You wouldn't kick him out of bed, would you?
No, certainly wouldn't. I'd rather squeeze in than squeeze oranges.
Yeah. So do we all fancy the Duke?
Everyone does.
Yeah we're all into it.
Very good looking man.
Everyone does. And he kind of smoulders.
Well, you fancy him as well now.
What do you mean? That's what we've been talking about.
I thought you were loyal. I thought you only had eyes for me.
You fancy him, Carrier.
Yeah, no, but that's different.
Is it? Yeah. I didn't fancy him. I thought he was annoying and until there's a moment in there where they dance to some kind of modern take on classical music. And
oh, is that the
so
one where they're doing
hot.
The legs crossed with the arms?
No.
I think that's where I realised I liked him as well.
Let's all dance.
Oh, God. No, there's a bit where he's dancing and it is really... That's when I thought...
It's
oh, yeah,
actually to a piece of music by Max Richter, I think.
Ah.
Is it?
Good knowledge.
You're welcome.
So we all fancy him?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're Bridgerton fans, are we?
Yes.
Okay. Bridgerton fans. Eagle-eyed fans of Netflix hit Bridgerton. We should. If anybody hasn't seen it, how would you describe it? Just for those who haven't seen it, because I think we've described the main character as pretty hot. But
like it's a very colourful
period drama
with a modern twist.
It's a period
twist.
Drama, but with a futuristic feel to it, because in it, this is the plot is that because they have the first member of the royal family who is black, suddenly, black people have been sort of elevated and are now in high society, whereas previously they hadn't been. And so this is the new world order, and you have to sort of pick that up as well.
And it's also, it's a period drama that's about, it's really about sex. And I know some period dramas have sex in, but they never quite show, like the plot is, where is he going to jizz?
I mean, that's
to have
not,
sex
I mean,
next.
We called it, where does he jizz next?
Yeah, we didn't call it Bridgerton. We called it, where's he going to jizz next time?
Yes, there was a lot of jizz, wasn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fact, I don't think I've ever seen a period drama with that much jizz.
No.
I mean,
not
in
since
fact, one of the plots was just about jizz.
Yeah.
Not since
terrible.
Northanger Abbey have I seen that much jizz in a period drama.
Pride and Prejudice.
Prejudice. Eagle-eyed fans of Netflix hit Bridgerton, set in 19th century Bath, of course, pointed out some historical blunders. They spotted yellow lines, like on the road, you know, the yellow lines for parking.
Yellow lines,
you know, are on the road for the paint on the road for parking.
Oh, yeah, because it was filmed in Bath,
Filmed in Bath. So they spotted yellow lines on the roads of 19th century Bath and a poster for retail giant Primark.
But that must be people that watched that series more than once.
Yeah,
so watched it
but people
times.
Look out for these things, the continuity nerds,
do,
you know
actually.
What they like, they look out for stuff. The Netflix hit is set in 1813 and many scenes were filmed around Bath's iconic Royal Crescent. Beautiful crescent. However, eagle-eyed viewers have spotted the yellow parking lines are still visible on the roads, even though the show is set 140 years before they were invented. Yellow lines did not become a feature on roads in Britain until the 1960s, when they were introduced to indicate parking restrictions. One fan wrote, 2 episodes into Bridgerton, and I've so far spotted a single yellow line and a telecoms manhole cover.
Sorry, can you imagine watching the sexy, raunchy scenes with this guy? Yeah, never mind that.
Have you noticed that there's a manhole in there?
Yeah, oi.
A telecoms manhole cover. I didn't realise the 19th century Brits were such pioneers. Another added, I was requested to watch Bridgerton. What?
By who?
I don't know. That's what it says. I was requested. 1813 London Society, yellow lines, no parking signs, smoking filtered cigarettes, bemused.
What?
Bemused.
Some scenes were filmed right outside a branch of Primark.
Yeah, but you didn't see. What are they talking about?
You even saw people. At one point, they had the Duke outside making love to a beautiful woman up against the wall, and a Primark shopper go, excuse me.
Nah, it's not like a big pile.
Got to take these jeans back.
A big pile of knickers that people are rummaging through as he's like sweet talking.
You'll also spot some scenes were filmed right outside a branch of Primark, and one fan claimed a poster had made it to the final cut of the show. They wrote, "You'll also spot a Primark poster, a single yellow line, parking restrictions, and a parking sign." That's the no parking sign on a lamppost. Downpipes on the front of buildings, which would not have been there, and a modern day doorbell. God, I'd love to be. I'd quite like to be a continuity nerd, I think.
You've really got to be, like, have not much else going on in your life. Really, to be zoning in on stuff like that.
I quite like it.
I mean, every now and again.
My mum does it.
Especially when there's so much jizz around, why would you be fixated on the doorbell? Come on, mate.
People lost their absolute minds, didn't they, when they found when there was a coffee cup in that scene in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a Starbucks cup or something like that? There was like a takeaway cup in a scene, and everybody just went berserk. I just thought, I wish people got that upset about the things that matter, like maybe austerity, but they're getting completely messed up.
Yeah, people gone nuts.
I've never acted before in my life, and I'm terrified of acting, but I recently got, there's a movie being shot in Wales, in our hometown, and where me and Sean grew up. And so we kind of know the town by the back of our hands, but we haven't been back there for a while, partly because of lockdown, obviously, and then partly just, you know, we go back for Christmas and things, but we haven't been there much over the years. And I was walking down the street to the film set where all the lorries are and the catering and all my, trailer. I had a little trailer.
Yeah.
I only had six lines in it. I had a trailer. More of a horse.
That's the difference between being an actor and being a stand-up comedian,
isn't
it?
Yeah, unbelievable. I've never had a trailer in my life. Six lines I had. That's all I had. A trailer. And I was making my way to the kind of site, and I was walking through the town, and I was going, Christ, this has just completely changed. Everything's, I don't remember that, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. And it was the fucking film set, wasn't it? When I got there, it was the... And at one point, this is how stupid I am. At one point, I even went, God, what's that? Why have they opened a new video store? Who's renting videos in 2020? Why?
Yeah, Kamala needs to get with the.
I walked down King Street in Kamala, because it was set in the 80s, this film.
CCTV cameras are fucking massive. What's going on?
It was set in the 80s, so they'd rebuilt a newsagent and an old Blockbuster style video store.
Oh,
I was walking past going, who's opened a video store in 2021?
In lockdown.
There's no market for VHS rentals these days.
And they
opened Netflix. Exactly. What's going
on? I did. And then somebody, and then later on when I was acting, we went to the set. I was like, that's the set. I know.
That's
I felt
good.
So
that
stupid.
That must have been a really good set then.
Exactly. That's the point to take away.
That's
what a great set. The set designers have
done
a great job.
Heartbeat, though. I'm not sure if I've told you this before, Jen, but you know Heartbeat with Nick Berry?
Yeah, I felt a bit conflicted watching that.
I used to think that I didn't cotton on.
I felt conflicted watching a lot. Only Fools and Horses. Last of the Summer Wine.
Porridge.
Porridge.
I didn't cotton Heartbeat. On that Heartbeat was set in the past. I thought it was just the North. Because I remember.
What, and they were just behind, like 40, 50
years?
Yeah,
because I'd never been to the North when Heartbeat was on. So it was like, you know, and at the time,
how
like the 60s.
How old were you in your defence?
Oh, a teenager. And also, you know.
Sorry.
The 60s are quite fashionable when I was a teenager. You know, everyone was kind of. So I was like, oh, it's just the North and the countryside. And I remember Ellis James telling me, no, this is like 30 years ago. Didn't get it.
At least you were a teenager. At least you didn't walk down your own standards at a video shop. Going, there's no market for this. The fucking idiots.
You're like slagging off your hometown.
Who's done that? Who's
I'm
opened
so
a video?
Glad I moved away from here.
And I didn't even
come
clock.
On, Wales. Come on.
I didn't even clock that the videos in the window were things like Rocky and stuff like that.
to be fair,
yeah, you'd be going like not even modern.
Not even modern films.
To be fair, though, classic. Huh? Classic. Ooh. That would get me in.
Who's going to rent Ferris Bueller on VHS in this day and age?
I've got a list here of a couple of.
I thought you'd been quiet for a while, Barry. You've been doing a bit of producing work.
I was doing a bit of research here. Do you want it from either Raiders of the Lost Ark, The Aviator, The Godfather, Forrest Gump, or Braveheart?
Which Godfather.
I'm going to say Raiders because that's a classic.
I haven't seen I haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Have you not?
Is that a Star Wars film? Yes.
It's Harrison Ford again.
What?
Oh, is it not?
It's Raiders of the Lost Ark with Indiana Jones.
It's an Indiana Jones film. I haven't seen that.
Yeah. So
I have seen Harrison Ford in a film though.
I was a bit conflicted.
To be honest.
He is hot.
I was conflicted there again.
So hot.
Yeah, he's hot.
It's actually okay. So I was conflicted in Bridgerton, but I was always conflicted watching him as Han Solo or Indiana Jones.
If I leave the TV on,
I'm conflicted.
Hey, two men out. If they were available, maybe maybe I would have lived. Maybe my life.
Do you know what? I'm starting to wonder.
You're going to have a threesome.
Oh, what with them, him and the Duke? Yeah, sure, why not?
I don't know. Every single time I see a man, I'm conflicted. So maybe I don't know. Maybe I've got it wrong.
Maybe you are gay.
It's possible. If I watch TV, it's just constant. Who, Edwards?
Something's turned.
Bill on the breakfast thing. Then there's like, I don't know.
Who's
Bill on the breakfast?
I know the guy you mean.
Bill on BBC breakfast. Yeah,
depending on what time I get up, he's usually the first conflict of the day. Then there's.
And it ends with Patrick Moore.
Switch over, ICV, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan,
ends with,
yeah.
Ends with Patrick Moore, liar, stars though. At night.
Ends with the guy who used to read Clothes Down. Just the voice.
So quickly, Raiders of the Lost Ark. A map illustrating Indiana Jones' travels in Raiders of the Lost Ark sees the intrepid archaeologist / explorer passing near Thailand on his way to Nepal. A bit odd, considering Raiders is set in 1936, and Thailand was, of course, called what until 1939 for 1 point?
Siam.
Yes, Sian, you win that impromptu quiz.
Well done.
I only
buzz.
Know that because of
Siam.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, you didn't buzz, Sian.
You didn't buzz, Sian.
Oh, I didn't buzz, okay.
Is it?
Yeah, thank you. Both games cleared up. What are you going to say, Jan? Is it?
I was going to say, is it Siam?
Oh.
Oh, what? Rather than Siam.
Are you talking about Sian or Thailand? No, it's definitely Sian.
Yeah. No, I know.
Just want to clear something up.
You pronounce it when it's Siam.
This is why. Just go with Rod's wife is easier. Man legally changes his name to Celine Dion after watching concert with a bottle of champagne. I mean, it's been around a lot, this story. I've had this in my pile of stories for months. I thought I might as well get it out today.
So what was he doing? He was watching a concert with Celine Dion in it.
I'll tell you now.
But
go on, Jem.
Sorry. So was he watching her live or was he watching her like on telly?
I'll come to. I think
was he doing a Barry?
He was doing a Barry. He was watching it
live
outside a Celine Dion concert.
He was in a Celine Dion concert watching an old Celine Dion concert on YouTube. He was outside of the car park in his camper van.
Bottle of champagne.
I just rip stories out of the papers and I have them for, sometimes I have them for months, year. I have them for years sometimes. The story's like 5 years old, but this one, so this one is
I think
old.
This one is months
this
old.
This is months
this
old,
one.
Yeah.
Yesterday's non-news today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was from last year, actually.
It says here, look, it was a drunken Christmas Eve. Happy April, everyone. It was a drunken Christmas Eve when a former Nottingham nightclub manager decided to legally change his name to Celine Dion. Previously Thomas Dodd, the 30-year-old did not realise he'd contacted Deedpole until a few days later when his documents with Celine Dion written on them arrived through his door. That's the name of a bar. Prism? I think it's Prism, but spelt wrong. The former manager, anyway, isn't he? He's a nightclub manager. Recalled watching a Celine Dion concert on Christmas Eve while enjoying a bottle of champagne.
Just one?
Yeah, but has no recollection of actually changing his name. A look through his bank statements confirmed he had spent £89 to share the name of the Canadian singer, and he's in no immediate rush to change it back.
Presumably, if you'd done that pissed, you could easily phone them up and go, look, I was drunk, I knew what I was doing. And they would reverse it. But he hasn't reversed it.
No.
Is he still called Salim?
Yeah, he's in Tamworth. Well, he was when this article was written. This is ages ago. He's currently furloughed from his job as a hospitality manager, and he's volunteering at a COVID test centre. Fair play. For Christmas Eve, I'd normally go out with my friends, but obviously I couldn't this year, so I sat at home enjoying some champagne. Next thing I knew, I'd gone through the bottle, and the last concert I watched that night was Celine Dion. I am quite obsessed with her, and that's the last thing I remember. A few days later, I got the certificates in the post confirming my new name. I paid for 8 certificates to prove it, and they're £10 each.
8?
Well, when you change your name, you do need different documents for maybe for the DVLA, one for things like that.
Hang on, he's phoning up the DVLA and going, yeah, my name's Celine Dion.
His name, what?
Well, you do need lots of certificates. It's like when somebody dies, you need the death
and
certificate.
And your passport.
Yeah.
You'd have to change your passport to Celine Dion.
One bottle of champagne, that's not enough.
No, I know what you mean.
Imagine if,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Imagine if you went to that, wherever he was doing the tests, right? And you go back and go, you're never going to guess who did my COVID test today.
White dress. Wow.
I looked at my bank statement after realising what I'd done, and I posted it online. It was shared 11,000 times. My name is still Celine Dion, and I don't plan on changing it back. Look at this. It keeps people smiling.
Aww.
Okay, in a way, it just sums up 2020.
Does it? Does it?
Oh, there's nothing that sums up 2020. Getting, how would you sum up 2020?
I'm getting bladdered on one bottle of champagne and changing my name by deed phone to Celine Dion.
Mind you, I shouldn't be left alone with a bottle of champagne again.
Yeah, I mean,
you might change it back.
That's hilarious.
Right, which one do you want for the frothiest story of the week? Man changes his name to Celine Dion after one bottle of champagne, or the fact that Bridgerton eagle-eyed fans have spotted parking signs and the like? Or what was the first one?
Kit Kat.
Oh, woman washes a Kit Kat under a tap.
Well, that is quite news.
You can't beat woman
which
washes a Kit Kat.
Is the
what
frothiest?
Could be frothier than that? That.
That
woman washes Kit Kat.
Yeah, to be
that for me, that's what will stay with me from this podcast. Well,
what? Not a man changing his name to Celine Dion after the bottle of champagne.
No, that didn't touch the
not
side.
Not the Duke.
Kit Kat washing is 2020, isn't it?
Huh?
Mad, pointless. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. A wet wafer sums up 2020.
Yes.
I think it all sums up 2020. Changing your name to Celine Dion, a wet wafer, or the Duke that has got us all a little bit conflicted. Well, apart from Sean.
Oh, no, I'm definite. I would leave.
Well, no, Sean can't be convicted. Bang on the money.
I would leave. Hear that? I would leave you.
This is entirely my sexuality.
I'm putting all of my money on that man.
You'd leave me for him?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah. For the velvet alone, love, I'm so sorry.
Can I come with you?
Well, you're up. Yeah. Come with us and be conflicted.
Can't I come and live in it?
While you're on the sidelines, mate.
Can't I come with you?
You'll be holding his velvet coat.
I'll hold his velvet coat any day.
You can wash his Kit Kat.
I'll bloody well wash his Kit Kat.
Oh,
I'll change my name
that's
to
not a euphemism. No,
I'll change my name to Celine Dion if he wants me to.
Caleb, can you go and wash these for me?
Right. Okay, so the Kit Kat has it.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Kit Kat. Thank you very much for joining us, Jen. That is it. Have you got a book out? For instance.
Yeah.
I mean,
for instance.
It's funny you should mention that, actually, Rod. Thank you. But I do, actually. I do have a book. My book is out in paperback. It's called The Other Mother, and it's available at all available book
shops,
venues,
places.
Shops.
Online. Can you get it online?
Oh, God. You can. I think you can pretty much get it online.
Oh, I'm definitely going to
The Other Mother.
The Other Mother.
What is it about?
A memoir. It's a memoir about the first 3 years of my children's life. Well, actually, the first 2 years of their lives and the year and a half of IVF that we did before that.
Amazing.
And it's a comedy memoir.
Brilliant.
Comedy memoir.
Oh, we'll definitely read that. That sounds ace.
Let's get that. The Other Mother. Get it now. Somewhere. Thanks, Jen.
Thank you so much
for your time. Lovely to see you.
Such a joy.
See you.
Bye-bye, love.
See you soon. Cheers, Jen. Right, that is all we've got time for.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks to special guest Jen Brister and the amazing Josh Phillips, creator of the new Froth theme tune with brass by Johnny Thirkle.
Don't forget, you can contact us at The Froth Podcast, where you'll get extra frothy content, including unseen bits and exclusive behind-the-scenes videos. And don't forget the exciting new email facility. Our email address is hello@thefrothpodcast.com.
And if you enjoyed this nonsense, don't forget to like and subscribe. Rate us at 5 stars. Spread the word. Tell your friends. This podcast was a Clan Bobble Vision production, produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.